Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hardwood winter May wheat is 764.5 down 1. July, 773.25 up 1.75. Soft May wheat, 699.75 down 2. July, 707 down 2.75. May corn, 499 down 4.75. July, 504.5 now 3/4 down 5. And December, 499.25 down 4. May soybeans, 1514 up 12.75. July, 1502 up 14.5. November, 1234 up 5. May soybean meal, 490.90 up 3.50. May soybean oil, 43.37 up 54 cents. April live cattle, 145.52.5 up 25. April feeders, 179.10 down 12.5. May lean hogs, 121.10. They are down 40.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Now that we've exceeded, for all practical purposes, the August 13 highs and the November soybean contract, is it reasonable to make an argument that we could see November beans either at $12.55 or way up there at $13?
Well, I think that you can argue. There's two sides to the argument, of course. One is what we'll see on export sales next week, not this week, because we've had the gains in price or the higher prices this week. But the whole key, I think, to this entire thing is, well, there's a couple different things going on. One is, you know, we obviously have not raised the price high enough to stop export sales or to slow export sales. So one of two things has to happen. Either the futures keep going higher or the export sales fall back. And yesterday's NOPA crush said, hey, you know, we're really using beans. And we won't know if we're importing more beans unless we hear about it in the news between now and the next USDA report. And so I think that you could argue that it could go higher. And if we really do hit the fields next week in corn, that bodes well for beans, for bean price on November, just because of the fact that it implies that we won't be delayed and we won't see a lot of pressure come against beans, even though I think in reality we will pick up some additional bean acres. The perception probably won't accept that at this point in time. So can we go to those levels? Yes. I think it's very possible. But there are some key things that have to happen to get us there.
With China's economic slowdown reported today, is it possible that we will exceed USDA's target for import of soybeans in the next WASD report, it will go up?
Oh, I do think it will. When you look at the China 7.4% GDP, you know, that's just under their target of 7.5 for this year, and it was higher than what the current guesses were on it. So it wasn't nearly as negative as it could have been, and I think we saw some of that in the market earlier. The other side of everything at this stage is the funds, you know, and I do believe, you know, you looked at the funds yesterday, they picked up another 8,000 in beans. They're just 5,000 lower than where they were before the report came out, in contrast to corn, where they only picked up 2,000 and they're still 26,000 lower. Wheat was wild yesterday. They picked up 10,000 in wheat and they're 10,000 higher than they were on the day of the report. So, you know, it all comes down to what the mood is of the funds at the very same time. So, you know, this is a really tough, tough time of the year. I think when you looked at the China situation, Dave, too, you know, crude oil put in another new contract high in May today at 104.99.
Yes.
You know, and it kind of backed off a little bit when the China news came out, but it doesn't seem to have impacted very much. So I don't think that anybody, including Wall Street, is too disappointed. So I think the key will be, at least for the commodities, what do we have for next week's export sales? And, you know, we'll have a, this week, of course, that's this week's export sales, we'll have a day short, too, because of Good Friday. And so
right.
It's going to be very interesting.
If the civil unrest between Russia and Ukraine continues to escalate, if it escalates, I mean, it has seemed to soften the last day or two, but if it escalates to the point where there is some sort of military action involved, do you think it will have some impact on wheat futures, and then will corn futures go along for the ride?
I do believe that. In fact, that's what I think was, you know, driving wheat yesterday was this whole, you know, the idea that a plane had been shot down, as well as the frost situation. So, you know, Monday will be a day where everybody will be looking to see once, you know, what happened, what are the crop conditions on wheat. And if the crop conditions aren't as bad as they think they might be, then I think wheat will soften. But, yes, if the Ukraine goes, it will. And, again, it's a perception. I checked yesterday, and according to everything, the Ukrainian exports are continuing to move out of
yes.
the country. You know, so
I think the bigger question is, will they plant?
That's exactly right. And you know, the big question about the planting, Dave, too, is, do they have the money to plant? Their currency has been
the ruble has really been beat up.
Yes, it has. And so, you know, I think that is the greater problem that they've got is they'll probably use less fertilizer, you know, and they may use cheaper seed just to be able to try and put something in. But the planting is the big, big issue. And will they have the crop next year, you know, to be able to do it? And, of course, if they don't have as much crop, that impacts world carryout for corn, which always impacts price everywhere.
So with your advisories, where are you in new crop marketings?
I have 85% of my new crop corn covered using options with some cash sales. Most people are covered in options. On beans, I'm about 65%. And on the wheat, well, wheat weighed down a long time ago. But, you know, it's a situation where now we're waiting to see once what's going to happen here. You know, how low can we go on corn if we do actively plant? Will we go back to 435 in these, or will we go all the way down to $4? You know, the whole key will come out to what the weather's going to be like over the next few weeks and how much planting we really do get done. But I do think it's very important. And when you look at beans, you know, we're in a wonderful situation at the moment because we need to tighten up, you know, our supply. We need to slow down how much demand we've got for old crop beans because of where we're at. Because we know that we're already ahead of the USDA numbers, and they're probably going to have to raise export numbers again on the next report. And so this is a great opportunity because I'll tell you what, if we do come in with another couple million acres of beans, which could happen, we won't be seeing $12. We'll be below $12. And I know guys are going to plant beans because they look at 15 on the board, and 15 looks a lot better than $5 corn. And so, you know, we could end up with a lot more bean acres. We just don't know.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, hard red winter May wheat is 766 and three quarters, up 1 1/4. Soft May wheat is 702 and a half, up 3/4. May corn is 499 1/4, down 4 1/2. July, 504 3/4, down 5. December, 499 1/2, down 3 3/4. May soybeans trading 1514 1/2, up 13 1/2. July, 1502 1/4, up 14 3/4. November, 1234 1/2, up 5 1/2. May soybean meal, 490.70, up 330. May soybean oil, 43.37, up 54 cents. April live cattle, 145.30, up 2 1/2. April feeder cattle, 179.10, down 12 1/2. And May lean hogs are 120.92 1/2, they're down 57 1/2. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.